time now to check in on the weather forecast. Eric Snodgrass joins us from Agrible. Eric, I take it that we'll have a bit of rainfall here in the Midwest.
So Todd, yeah, already in the overnight hours, we had quite a bit of soaking rain across parts of Illinois. And throughout the morning here on Friday, we saw some of that precipitation retreating a bit to the north. And that's just really the first big push of heavy rains that we're going to be seeing over the next several days. So the overall pattern is what's not breaking down. And that features a huge ridge over the southeastern United States. It's very, very warm there compared to average. And that ridge is practically immovable. And that's because the whole jet stream is really blocked up, starting all the way over in Japan, honestly, coming all the way over to the southeastern part of the United States. And what's really making for the inclement weather is the deep trough that is over the western United States. So between a deep trough, like the one we have over the west, and the ridge over the east, there's a battleground. It's a temperature battleground, it's a moisture battleground, and basically all it means is we have a focal point over which we're going to lift a lot of air into the atmosphere, and that's what gives us showers and storms. So nothing is slowing this down. It's just going to continually basically rain between Texas panhandles, through, you know, in Oklahoma there, getting into parts of Kansas, over to Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Illinois. In fact, when I look at all of it, maybe the only places that stay a little drier than average in the Corn Belt over the next 10 days would be maybe southern Illinois, southern Indiana, southern Ohio, Tennessee, Kentucky. But outside of it, it's just going to be a soaker. So this is really having an impact on harvest efforts this time of year. So also, the whole Corn Belt is divided. We have the southern and eastern parts of the Corn Belt very, very warm for this time of year, and the northern parts very cold, and that's where I get concerned. You see, I will be watching one major system, this is the one I'm really focusing on here, that will be emerging out of the Rocky Mountains on next Tuesday. So again, we've got chances for showers and storms every day between now. But next Tuesday, that is the day that I'm getting concerned about, because that the track of that low and the upper level support that it will have will make this a monstrous cyclone, a big, big, big one. And as it goes up north, so it's going to basically take a trajectory from about Colorado and then head toward Minnesota, Wisconsin, we're going to have enough cold air on the backside of this that we could see some big time snows in parts of the Dakotas and Montana and certainly southern Canada. In the meantime, south of that thing, now this will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, we're going to have probably a pretty large episode of severe weather that will stretch along the cold front draped to the south of that low pressure system. Add to all of that, the tropics are back being active again. We are watching right now two areas in the western tropical Atlantic. So one right now in the Caribbean, one that's just going to be over there by the Bahamas. The one in the Caribbean has got me a little more concerned because it's supposed to get into the Gulf of Mexico and potentially come there into the southern part of the United States. And that's just another mechanism by which we can transport moisture into the Corn Belt. And then Sergio's out in the eastern Pacific. It is forecast to eventually get into the Baja of California, and then its remnants go through the Four Corner States, and it could help, well, signal another, start off another big extra tropical cyclone, a big low pressure system that goes across the Corn Belt. So, saying all this pretty fast, but the thing here is that we are looking at a very, very wet harvest time period in the near term. Now, there is some indication that the whole thing might break down around mid-month. So I'm talking 12 to 15 days from now. We could finally see that deeper trough push off, but there's too much uncertainty in that given the tropical activity both in the eastern and western Pacific, which of course, those things impact the flow of our jet stream. So let's just keep this on the 10-day horizon, but kind of have the idea that we may be turning cooler mid to end of the month with that trough finally dislodging out of the west and moving into the Midwest. So there's a lot going on in terms of very active weather having a major impact on harvest right now. All right, so if we turn our attention quickly to South America, the big story over the next 15 days is that the weather systems that have been going through Argentina recently, we've got a bit of a pattern change down there. And the translation of all that is Argentina looks to carry a bit of a dry bias going forward here. Now, remember, they had been wet up to this point. Where's it been really wet in South America? It's been in southern Brazil. So we're talking about Paraná, Rio Grande do Sul, and then getting into Uruguay and Paraguay. And so these locations, you know, this is great early season rain. This is what they would want to be seeing because it's not yet flooding, at least from the reports, what I've been able to see, but it's good early season rain. And unlike last year, the Brazilian monsoon is right on time, in fact, a little early. So this is leading to a very rapid start to the planting season. And where that has an impact is not necessarily with the soybeans, although it's good to get them planted early in South America as well, but it's going to be with the safrinha crop, the second crop, usually a corn and cotton crop. And any, you know, we don't want to, well, the Brazilians don't want to delay that, the planting of that crop. And if we get in early with beans, we get in early with corn too. And all that points toward relatively a favorable start for the South American growing season. But with El Nino brewing, we're going to have to watch very closely what happens in northern Brazil. And I'm talking about Mato Grosso as we move throughout this growing season. So we have got a lot to watch globally in terms of grain production right now with weather risk.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much. That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.